number 12 of the Matt Henry Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Arthur Taylor. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is, Henry starts asking people setup questions, getting the answer he doesn't like and gets mad. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Questions of why someone wants to work here and in a certain role might sound mundane, but they are incredibly important. Because of that importance, we have consulted with dating and relationship experts about the best questions to ask when you are looking to get to know someone. While this type of question might sound like your standard, get to know you, inquiry, Laura Behrens Wu uses it as an opportunity to dig into the candidate's motives. As the head of people at Medium, Pema Lynn Moore usually brings up the topic during the career story part of an interview. When she asks it, Instacart co-founder Max Mullen usually sees two kinds of answers, and one camp that top candidates generally land in. This question lets you learn two big things at once, explains Dune. This is an interesting question, which tells you a lot about the person and his or her passions, without him or her feeling overly self-conscious about it, explains Dean. Another open-ended sweetie. It can lead to some great follow-up questions depending on how the person answers. Depending on how they respond, you can glean lots of information about what they did or did not receive from their parents, as well as what they admire or seek out in someone who is of the opposite sex or same gender, according to Strahovski. If the other team guessed right, it gets to take all of the points away from the right answers that one team gave. The team with the player's answers that are worth the most points gets to begin the round. If more than one player makes the same guess, we award points only to one of them, and we are trying to crack 200 points in total, as in the series. For every question, a player on each team will be chosen to listen first to that question. A typical match begins with three regular rounds, with one question per round. Remember, each game has three questions for the regular rounds, with the final five questions being the fast money rounds. After playing no team for the first three questions of each round, we played paper and paper for five questions. Each player takes a single guess for each question, writing his answer down on a scrap of paper or on his cell phone. Then, a second player comes back and answers five questions the same way. How to use this list? There are enough questions and answers below to allow your group to play through 13 different games, as well as a few funny quotes from the show. You could revisit these questions after a week, and you would be surprised at just how many answers people will not remember. This means the first round of hunting for the insanely great interview questions is never really over. But more importantly, these amazing founders and company builders broke down why they leaned into the 40 interview questions, and what you should be looking for in the answers you hear. It is no wonder Brian Rothenberg's favorite interview questions help him discover the candidates that are pushing the boundaries of their personal growth. I watched recently how one of my clients was peppered with questions in virtual town halls. A better approach would have been for my client to first recognize the inquiry he is being interrupted by, to avoid redirecting it, then address the core needs. Even though the client of mine would have anticipated some broad themes that needed addressing, they did not anticipate enough about how to answer questions that they did not have answers to. Julian wanted to affect a bunch of vulnerable kids with no questions asked. That question, says Bennett, may reveal something about the person's inner values. Regardless of who they are looking up to, this simple cue can be helpful in conceptualizing the partner's core values and personality type, says Magavi, PhD. I like this question because it breaks the ice and helps to paint a picture, and nobody gets stuck on their ego. There is no right or wrong answer, but depending on your personality, this simple cue can lead straight into any potential personality clash. If you can discern what needs are underneath a tricky question, particularly if the question is directed to you, then you will be able to formulate a truthful response. Whether you are a leader, teacher, or parent, you might now find yourself called on to respond to particularly challenging questions. Questions for which there is no satisfying answer. If others are counting on you for answers to tough, often unanswerable questions, spend some time getting ready to answer how you would like to react. This
becomes more critical when leading via digital media, and when the questions you are responding to have no exact answers.
When responding, acknowledge the question, but do your best to address the needs underpinning the question in the end. One of the most powerful things leaders can do in the face of an insoluble problem is use a broader set of questions that bring up the person's deeper concerns. Getting is really just making sure that you are asking the right questions to your people. When hiring at Patient Ping, co-founder and CEO Jay Desai wants candidates to talk about the future, about how the world will be after they have the job, settled down, and started making an impact.
This was Henry Starks asking people set up questions, getting the answer he doesn't like and gets mad, by the Mad Henry Radio Show, and this was episode number 12. My name is Arthur Taylor, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.